Well, thank you, Cheryl, for that very nice introduction. And I, too, want to take this opportunity to acknowledge my fellow inductees and past honorees. You are incredible individuals who inspire others through your words, your achievements, your actions, and it is humbling to join your ranks today. I also want to thank Director Wong and her team, along with the Iowa Commission on the Status of Women and the Friends of the Commission, for your hard work on this event and reception. I know that months of extensive planning and coordination took place. You've done an exceptional job in making it look absolutely effortless, so thank you. I also want to personally express my appreciation to Gloria for her nomination letter. It meant a great deal to me, and I am so proud to be here today. And finally, I, of course, want to thank my family. Let me start by recognizing my parents, Charles and Audrey. Now, people often say to me that I take after my dad. And if you know my dad and you know me, you would agree with that. To me, that's the highest compliment. I value his wisdom, his integrity, strong work ethic, and the fact that he made us kids believe we could do or be anything that we wanted to be. My mother, Audrey, is incredible. She's my best friend and a role model for being a loving mother and wife. Growing up, my mom's quiet strength instilled in me the importance of listening and balancing work with family. Her steady, calm resolve spoke volumes. To my husband, Kevin, and our daughters, Nicole, Jennifer, and Jess, I am so proud of the strong, compassionate, and caring women that you have become. Their husbands and our 9 grandchildren, Austin Thomas, who just joined us yesterday, round out my family. Thank you for your unending encouragement, support, and love. Cruz is waving at me. You want me to call you out, don't you, Cruz? He was the baby until yesterday. Thank you for pushing me forward, keeping me real and grounded, and for lifting me up when I needed it most. There is absolutely nothing more important to me than my family. And I love you all. It's an amazing feeling to look into this audience and see so many people who believe that women can make a positive impact on our state, our nation, and the world. I'm the humble recipient of the belief that Iowa women can do anything. You know, I love this state and what it represents. I am a rural Iowa girl who grew up in a small community. I was able to run for county office, to serve as a state senator, to be elected lieutenant governor, and now to serve as the 43rd governor of this great state. It is absolutely so reflective of what can happen within our borders when you have a passion, you want to make a difference, and you're not afraid to go out there and work for it. Throughout my life, I've never been satisfied with the status quo, and really it's that desire to make a difference that drives me. I'm a firm believer if you have an idea, aren't afraid to take a risk and turn that idea into action, and you have the ability to communicate that idea while influencing, empowering, and inspiring others, and you're not afraid of a challenge, that's how we collectively can make a difference. Change often is driven by girls and women who don't stop until they get things done. They see opportunity in challenges. They anticipate the unexpected. Women collaborate and cooperate. We're multitaskers, and we manage and we adapt to change. From my perspective, women leaders are fearless. They're influential and they're forward thinking. So let's talk about fearless. That trait has become very visible to me since we've launched the STEM initiative. It is so exciting to see young girls competing in robotics, inspired to be scientists, or just exploring the possibilities of entering STEM-related careers. They don't care that 74% of STEM workers are male, or only 11% of practicing engineers are women. These girls are engaged, they're competitive, they're confident, and they are defying stereotypes, and they are embracing all aspects of STEM. They're fearless, and we need them embracing science, technology, engineering, and math, because women in STEM careers earn 33% more than women in non-STEM careers. Fearless girls and fearless women, they shatter stereotypes, they break down barriers, and they inspire others to follow in their heels. The second attribute is being influential. Iowa's female small business owners, entrepreneurs, social workers, public servants are definitely influential and confident. Just look at Dr. Susan Wood. She's the CEO of Vita Diagnostics and a member of the Iowa Innovation Council. She's taking clinical solutions to the marketplace from concept to revenue for her company. Susan has 6 patents in the field of computer-aided detection and quantitative imaging. She is a force for ingenuity and a role model for STEM-related careers. The last attribute of trailblazing girls and women is forward thinking. Forward thinking means embracing differences. It's the ability to listen to diverse ideas and to be able to move forward. We know women often bring different perspectives and leadership to the table. In fact, a Catalyst study showed that Fortune 500 companies, which had at least 3 female directors, had 42% higher return on sales and 53% return on equity. And I believe those statistics speak for themselves. And having more women in leadership helps our economy grow strong and our communities become even more vibrant. Fearless, influential, and forward-thinking are descriptive words. But what I see and what I know are actions speak louder than those words. And that's why we must be empowered role models for girls and young women to follow. Becoming Iowa's first female governor was both humbling and exciting. At my swearing in, I indicated that I will do my best to serve as a role model for others to follow while really emulating the finest qualities of those who have led before me. However, it is my responsibility and it is my challenge to do my best to give the historians an opportunity to write much more than she was Iowa's first female governor. While I am extremely proud of that fact, there needs to be more. And doing more often means listening to different viewpoints. So I'd like to conclude my remarks by sharing some words of wisdom from Viola Gibson, a 2016 inductee into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame. Viola founded the Cedar Rapids chapter of the NAACP in 1942. She also led a campaign to convince the Iowa congressional delegation to support the 1964 Civil Rights Act. She was an amazing woman, and according to her granddaughter, Viola often said the following: "The more you know and understand about others, the harder it gets to reject them." How true. In Iowa, we value diversity of thought, and this is especially true when it comes to women. We value relationships, we seek to understand, we ask questions, we are accepting of differences as we look for common ground. So let's take Viola's words to heart. Let's be more tolerant and inclusive in our personal and professional interactions. Let's recommit ourselves to being more accepting and knowledgeable about others. But most of all, let's encourage one another to be fearless, influential, forward-thinking female leaders now and into the future. Thank you. God bless you. God bless my family. And I am deeply humbled by this honor that I received today. Thank you so much.